7 after the hour now. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and Jennifer Horn is here with me to shape up the day, if you will, to bring you the stories of the day, the events of the day, the stories people are talking about, an update, if you will, of lots of the news from the world of entertainment. The hot news, some of the political news, I'm not sure there's too much there, except for the fact that there's a primary today in three states, a caucuses and primaries, and around it goes. Let's see where that brings us tomorrow.
And Torm thinks he's going to win, possibly.
Does he?
Yeah, he's looking for victory in Minnesota, Missouri, Colorado.
Good luck to him and
to make a dent, yeah.
And his and his supporters. 800-510-8255. That's the way you engage with us, any of the things we're talking about here. You can also follow us on Facebook. Yesterday, our poll at DougSteffen.com, Jennifer, had to do with the favorite Super Bowl car commercial. The Clint Eastwood Chrysler spot won, and Clint is getting some flack from some people. We'll talk about that during the course of this hour as well. What do you have that's hot? I'm gonna get into this the Powell family thing in a minute, but you've got a number of things that we ought to be able to delve into during the course of the hour.
We still have some fallout from the Super Bowl. There's a couple of stories floating around today that we'll talk about Madonna and what she did to train for the show. Also, Giselle is in a little bit of hot water. Giselle Bundchen, Tom Brady's wife, will tell you why.
I never Bundchen. I always call her that Bundchen. Like a munchkin.
Like a munchkin. Yeah,
maybe, Bundchen. Why did she change her name to Brady?
So it's kind of like Bundchen to me is what I do when I get toilet paper off the roll. I Bundchen.
There you go. 800-510-8255. My son, who's a big Patriots fan, was telling me last night about his experience watching the game, and the fellows that he was with, all of them to a person, couldn't have cared, really. They just wanted to see a good game, and they all felt like they did. And then they all went out and played basketball after the game was over.
Nice.
And apparently the Patriots were partying it up big time. You've had a little on that. It's time for you to shape up your finances. I want you to understand that we are offering you a brand new laptop. TurboTax wants you to enter this contest to shape up your finances and allow you the chance to win a brand new laptop computer. TurboTax Premier Preparation Software is also available in this contest. One of 20 runner-up prizes include $50 worth of home office supplies, like a new desk organizer, a new headset. TurboTax gives you step-by-step guidance to get to the maximum refund. This offer ends March the 4th. If you want to enter, get complete details, the official rules, at DougSteffen.com. DougSteffen.com. You'll see the TurboTax logo all over the place. Get a shot at winning a brand new laptop and also the TurboTax Premier Preparation Software that's available as part of the contest. So here's the story of Josh Powell, Susan Powell, the Powell children. You have heard by now this week, this is probably, if not the number one issue other than politics, this story has ignited, pardon the pun, a blaze, another pun, of controversy and comment. The young sons of Susan and Josh Powell, who died over this past weekend in their home in Washington State, had started verbalizing, Jennifer, the story of their mother. Apparently the mother was in the trunk of their father's car on the night she disappeared a couple of years ago. The attorney for the parents of the woman who was missing, a guy named Steve Downing, says that Braden and Charles Powell, who were 2 and 4 at the time of their mother's disappearance, were starting to tell their grandparents stories about the night that their father took them on a late-night camping trip, including the fact their mother disappeared after leaving in the car with their father. She was in the trunk. So they've been talking more about it. The oldest boy talked about that they went camping, mommy was in the trunk. Mommy and Dad got out of the car. Mom disappeared. And that's the story that they have been spreading around. So the police department is inquiring into what other people in the family knew and what friends may or may not have known. This is really, this story has come out of nowhere. And it is, it's sad, it's horrible, tragic. I don't know, what other words can we use to describe this guy? Josh set off an explosion in his home on Sunday. He was killed. The two sons were killed. There were four altogether. Were they? Because there's still a couple of children alive, it seems to me.
Mm.
And I remember hearing that or reading that or sensing that. At any rate, this is a horrible tragedy, and one you wonder how people get so psychosexual, because that's really kind of what it is. How do they get so crazy? How is it? And apparently, he was being denied custody of his children because of other conditions that had the court didn't know anything about the mother. So they just, based on his temperament and what they sensed was a danger for the children, he was removed. Now, apparently, I think, was it you and I that were talking about this last night or at some point, not last night, somebody told me that the father of the woman, Susan, that was killed, was having sex with her. Did you hear?
Is anybody I hadn't heard that? Heard that, so that must have been somebody else. Wow.
Yeah, but I just, it's, how do people get this crazy is a question that probably doesn't get answered here.
No, sexual deviance, you can't explain it, really.
All right, Jennifer, over to you. Over, let's see, what do they say? Back to you in the studio.
Back to you in the studio.
Yeah,
well, even though the Super Bowl was a couple of days ago, there is still a lot of fallout coming around the big event. It was the most watched Super Bowl, by the way, in history.
Really?
It was 113 million people or something like
in
that
America,
in the world.
But around the world it's about 174 million. And remember, it was what they spent 11 they you people involved in it spent like $11 billion and. Various ways, buying products, getting ready for it, food, that kind of stuff. Wow.
Yeah, lots and lots of money. But speaking of lots and lots of money, Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen, they are one of the most wealthy couples in America. And Gisele's in a little bit of hot water today because, you know, there are cameras everywhere, Gisele. And apparently after the game, she was caught on camera saying, "My husband cannot bleepin' throw the ball and catch the ball at the same time." And then she turned away and whispered something that was really hard to understand. And she said, "I can't believe they dropped the ball so many times." Now, not necessarily true. Yeah, there were a few miscatches, but, you know, everybody has to put their own little, take their own little bit of responsibility.
Yeah, the do you want to hear how the ladies in The View
reviewed
that? All right, here are the ladies on The View yesterday talked about the video that Jennifer just described.
This just came online. Apparently, she was none too happy about the loss of the Super Bowl, and someone asked her something supposedly, and this is what she had to say. Listen up. Okay, so this is what, apparently someone missed, you're right, didn't catch the ball, and someone must have given her a hard time about Tom not completing the pass, and she said, look, he can't do everything. He can't throw the ball and catch the ball. That guy's job is to catch the ball. He should have caught the ball. That's like a cardinal mistake if you're the wife of a quarterback, I think.
No.
You can't come down on the other guys on the team, if indeed that is what she said. I think it's kind of crazy.
Before the game, remember she was praying, asking people to pray for her husband? Do you remember that?
I don't know if that was her.
All right. Okay.
I have a feeling they're going to be praying a few other things now.
Right. All right, 800-510-8255. The status of some of these things in your mind, you're certainly welcome to express yourself one way or the other. It's 16 past the hour. More of what's going on this Tuesday, the 7th of February, coming up on the Good Day program.
Irritated, itchy skin? Winter means it's time for Gold Bond Anti-Itch Lotion. Dry, cracked skin? Get the quick fix. Chapped winter skin? Get the lasting fix. Gold Bond Anti-Itch Lotion with two proven itch fighters for relief that's fast and healing moisturizers for relief that lasts. Feel it working. Got a patchy skin itch or an eczema itch? Look for the Healing Seal. Gold Bond Medicated Anti-Itch Lotion. This winter, it's the quick fix for almost every itch. Find it in the first aid aisle. Use as directed.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Hello,
State Farm.
Hi, can I bundle my auto, home, and life policies together at State Farm?
You could save hundreds, and you can deal with just one State Farm agent.
Just one?
Just me.
I won't be bandied off to some bungling bargain basement bailiwick in East Bumstumble?
Nope, only me.
No BS, no baloney, and no ballyhooed bundling bunkum?
Believe it.
No matter how many policies you have, it can all stay with one State Farm agent.
Bless you.
Better?
Beyond better. Bye.
Bye.
Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
800-510-8255. Okay, so we're talking about the Powell family, the Powell incident. And this is what I like about having people who may be close to the circumstances. This is a Washington State story, and somebody just called from the region where this took place. And apparently, I think I said something about, whose father did I say?
I think you said her father, her own father.
Her father,
the victim's
right.
father.
Which
yeah.
is not correct. It's his father, Josh's father, who was having relationships with the children, apparently, and not the lady who, this is a Cox family. Apparently, the children were with Chuck and Judy Cox. I just did a quick search on this. Chuck and Judy Cox are the father and mother of the slain wife. And they were taking, they had the children instead of Josh Powell. They weren't supposed to have any hearings on him as to whether or not he should have custody of the children until July. So do I have the story straight now? Does that appear to be?
I think we're getting there.
Well, there's so much stuff sloshing. This is a lot of material that's sloshing around here. And I've heard a lot of misinformation as well. So one of the things that happens in a conversational way in a program like this is you look at the story. Okay, here's what the facts seem to be. And then there is yesterday I happened to listen to quite a bit of talk radio, and I was listening to two or three people talk about this. And what I heard was the father was having sex with the children or trying to. And so I took that information from the wrong side of the family. All right. So we got it straight now. And that's important to get this kind of a story straight for sure. 20 past the hour on Good Day.
Hey there. You've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambarin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambarin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambarin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambarin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambarin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you for breakdowns in civil order. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to his 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com or call 877-403-7076. 877-403-7076. You'll be glad you did.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
For Tom Brady, though.
Last night.
Yeah. Last night, Tom Brady's wife, this supermodel, Gisele Bündchen, blamed the Patriots' Super Bowl loss on Brady's receivers. Yeah. And today, Gisele apologized, said, "I'm a little cranky because I haven't eaten since 1994.
And Pfizer is recalling over 1 million packets of birth control pills because they may be ineffective. Which means millions of women may have to go back to the old-fashioned method of birth control, not shaving your legs.
Yeah.
Well, listen to this. It doesn't end there. Time magazine is reporting 1.3 million condoms have been recalled because of defects. So combine that with Pfizer recalling the birth control pills, it couldn't come at a worse time. I mean, you got Valentine's Day coming up, the spring break, and the NBA's All-Star game. There's going to be a baby boom. There's going to be a baby boom.
Super Bowl Sunday is the best holiday. You don't have to go to church. You don't have to buy gifts. You just eat and watch dogs breakdance on TV. It's great. And it was a great game, too. Two big market teams, the Giants and the Patriots. I mostly like to just watch to see what the players are wearing, but the game was great. This was they say that today this is the most watched television broadcast of all time, even more than the final episode of According to Jim, they said. Came down to the final seconds of the game. Tom Brady attempted a Hail Mary pass, but after what he did to Tim Tebow 3 weeks ago, Mary was in no mood to help. The Giants won it. They won 21-17, which that means Eli Manning gets Gisele, right? Isn't that the...
May I just wish Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth of Britain a happy 60 years on the throne today. Well, well done. Years. The occasion was marked by a parade, a reception, and a bit of sarcastic clapping from Prince Charles.
Oh, great, more of you. I've noticed that my Prince Charles sounds a lot like Stewie from Family Guy. Maybe if I put a little jaw into it.
That's Craig Ferguson, preceded by Jimmy Kimmel, preceded by Jay Leno, preceded by Conan O'Brien. That's some of the funny stuff from the late night programs. You're listening to the Good Day program at 26 after the hour. Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn reviewing some of the things that people are talking about, including the report that Simon Cowell has offered $500 million to Beyonce to join the X Factor. We go back to the ladies from The View for an overview. Jen, Jen.
It's being reported that Simon Cowell, off to something new, that Simon Cowell is offering Beyonce $500 million. That's right, $500 million to be a judge on his show the X Factor.
Well, it's a hundred million a year for 5-year contract. The show may not last 5 years.
Well, you know, but still, it's a half a million. He's got to pay her whether it lasts or not.
But you know what? Oh, really? We're talking about it, and he's trying to get as much publicity as he can for the X Factor, who has not lived up to his expectations.
I wonder why he hasn't. What do you think is the reason?
Well, we did an interview with him, and I loved him. Yeah. Maybe there's too much production. Maybe it's too much like the other show. Maybe it's because Simon Cowell and the other participants were not as nasty as they were originally when Simon Cowell was on, American Idol?
You know, but it's almost like, don't fool with the working chemistry. You know, like, we don't try to fool with this chemistry.
He owns the show.
But American Idol, when Paula was there and he was there, they had something going on. And then all of a sudden, he broke it up.
Because he owns the show. He didn't own that.
He was making plenty.
Yeah, but people want more. Yeah. Sometimes plenty is not enough.
I want more. I want some more. Simon, I could be nasty.
That's good.
Love Whoopi.
All right, here's one of the tweets. You can follow us at DougStephan.com, Facebook, and Twitter. During the Super Bowl, Americans ate 1.25 billion chicken wings, or enough to circle the earth more than twice. There's some food for thought at 20 and after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Now that we're well into winter, it's easy to forget that the sun can be just as damaging as on hot summer days. You really shouldn't overlook the importance of protecting yourself, no matter what the thermometer says. When you head to the ski slopes, keep in mind that fresh snow can reflect as much as 80% of UV rays. That's several times more than water and sand. Not only are those rays harmful to your skin, there's also a danger to your eyes, leading to conditions like clouded lenses and cataracts. Remember that good quality ski goggles with UV protection are a much better option than sunglasses. And because the air is a lot drier in winter, especially in higher elevations where the atmosphere is thinner, it's important to reapply that sunblock frequently. And here's a tip you can use any time of year. It's called the shadow rule, which means that the longer your shadow, the lower your UV exposure. So plan accordingly whether you're hitting the slopes, the beach, or just strolling around town. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
This was the Gulf's best tourism season in years.
All because so many people came to Louisiana.
They came to see us in Florida.
Make that Alabama.
Make that Mississippi.
Hi, this is Karen Sock from Biloxi, Mississippi.
This is Ron Hardy from Panama City, Florida.
Hey, this is Charles Zisler in Gulf Shores, Alabama.
This is Bill Kearney from New Orleans, Louisiana.
The best part of the Gulf is wherever you choose. And now's a great time to discover it.
This is a cordial invitation to visit the Gulf Coast this winter.
Brought to you by BP and all of us who call the Gulf home.
My Savings Plan from Wells Fargo is an online tool that allows you to set a savings goal and target end date and automatically track your progress. It comes free with a Wells Fargo savings account. You can get closer to your goals with automatic transfers from your Wells Fargo checking account to your savings account and watch your savings grow. You'll be surprised how a few simple steps can yield positive results. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo to discuss how My Savings Plan can help you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Ability.
Okay, I got you. Well, it's a good day. Good day to
me. Good day to you. It's 33 after the hour. It is the 7th of February, 2012. And this hour, we're going over some of the things that you are talking about. From here to there, all kinds of things. No holds barred. 800-510-8255. Primaries today in Minnesota, Colorado, and Missouri, right?
There are three. Yeah, we're actually...
I get the right
state? 11 states are holding primaries.
Not today.
No, three today. You're right. In the next 2 weeks.
This is a test of the emergency transcription service. All right. So, be more. I'm figuring. Santorum wants not to be left behind. But
Santorum
when it comes,
says he's going to fare well this time.
Yeah, so he says. So here's the Center for Public Integrity going through the super PACs and the money. Let's talk about the media people who are giving large checks to, let's see, at first, Karl Rove, you know, created a big super PAC called American Crossroads. Karl Rove created American Crossroads. And the fellow who controls Hubbard Broadcasting wrote him a check for $100,000.
You want to know what's sad? That wouldn't even pay Beyonce for like 5 minutes if she takes a job on the X Factor.
$100,000, my God, put that into perspective one way or another. Anyway, so that's kind of, it's pretty interesting to see where this money is coming from all the way around. And so the political world continues, lots of focus on that. People talking about the Super Bowl and in essence, Jennifer, the most favorite commercial, we had a poll yesterday at DougStephan.com. What was your favorite Super Bowl car commercial? 28% of those who responded said Clint Eastwood's Chrysler spot. And now Eastwood has been criticized about the Super Bowl ad. So what's the story? The story, actually, there's a lot of details at DougStephan.com on this thing. But give us a background or what people are saying.
On Clint Eastwood? Well, yeah. They're upset about this whole term about halftime in America.
Because he seems to have... It comes across... Richie, you got some of the audio.
Well, it seems that he is... It's a political statement, and people are saying that he's coming across as being affiliated with President Obama.
And he said the comments were meant to be pro-American.
Right.
It's halftime in America, too.
People are out of work and they're hurting. And they're all wondering what they're going to do to make a comeback. And we're all scared because this isn't the game. The people of Detroit know a little something about this. They almost lost everything. But we all pull together. Now Motor City is fighting again. I've seen a lot of tough eras, a lot of downturns in my life, times when we didn't understand each other. It seems that we've lost our heart at times. The fog of division, discord, and blame made it hard to see what lies ahead. But after those trials, we all rallied around what was right and acted as one. Because that's what we do. We find a way through tough times. If we can't find a way, then we'll make one. All that matters now is what's ahead. How do we come from behind? How do we come together? And how do we win?
All right, so
Detroit showing.
See, I don't get anything political from that.
No.
Do you?
No, he said, if anything, Clint Eastwood is a big-time Republican.
He's always voted Republican.
Yeah, he's a big Republican supporter. He was the mayor of the town he lives in, which is, I think, a little south of San Francisco. He lives on Mal Paso Road. That's why his production company is called Mal Paso. What is it called? Which town? Carmel. That's right, too. Yeah, he was the mayor of Carmel for a number of years. And ran as a Republican.
He's actually a libertarian, but he's always, yeah. I mean, in the last few elections anyway, he's voted Republican, and he has said, if you guys want to take this politically, he offers it up for either party to take something from this message. So
he bought the time. Chrysler hired him.
Right, and they wrote the commercial.
Tell the story. He's just using the words. And meanwhile, some good news from the Motor City, as he suggested, Detroit was down and almost out. And now the news that the General Motors profit picture may be as high as $10 billion.
Wow.
$10 billion.
That's good news.
Yeah, it is good news. And speaking of news, the world of business focused on American Airlines. If I've seen one, I have seen a dozen different comments, Jennifer, about how American Airlines is perhaps the worst managed airline in America. And last week or the week before, American came in the list of the top five most hated companies in the country. American came in at number 3. So
why do people hate them?
Well, because they are not customer. I've told you any number of times. I fly American all the time because I have so many miles with them. But yeah, I remember one flight. Here's an example. There was a crew on this, I was flying from Los Angeles to New York, and the crew was just awful. I mean, we're on a 767. They're serving a meal, and this guy spills stuff all over the place, and he doesn't really even bother to clean it up well. And his demeanor, I finally said to him, "What's your problem, pal?" He said, "We're European. We don't like doing this domestic stuff." I thought to myself.
Said, we don't mind smelling like dirty food.
I said, we're paying for you to have a job. How dare you treat us like we were dirt? And that's exactly what I said to the guy. And he looked at me, and for the rest of the he sort of made himself scarce for the rest of the trip. But you could see, you could tell, and as somebody pointed out in a column, why would you want to ride on an airplane full of angry employees? And that's really, the bankruptcy has brought scrutiny into how, listen to this, they're going to somehow or other offload most of their maintenance, and most of the companies are in countries that are not particularly friendly to the United States. So the suggestion has been made by the unions that, here we have you say what you want about the TSA, they're inspecting everybody before they get on the plane. But how do you somehow control the people who are working on the plane in countries where we don't even have, in some circumstances, much relationship? I mean, there was a story a couple of years ago of an Al-Qaeda operative who was working for one of these companies in, I don't even remember where it was, but it was somewhere in Asia. And they caught him putting things in the plane that could have, had they been activated, taken the plane down. So is that the way American wants to run this and they want to be known for that? It's like they're suicidal there. And so that's something that people are talking about. So the good companies, the Detroit-based firms doing better, but in terms of airline controversy, American seems to be taking it on the chin and deserving to take it on the chin. Jennifer and Doug at 18 before the hour on the Good Day program.
Hey, guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compound and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.
As a proud father of five daughters, I knew someday the wedding bells would be ringing, wringing my wallet dry. So in order to save some money, I decided that all of their special days would be on the same day.
I can't believe this.
Can't believe what? I've been engaged for 10 years waiting for you.
Only because you took the first one to come along.
Take that back. Listen's a good
girls,
man.
Girls, this is no time to bicker. It's go time, ladies.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
800-510-8255. Comments about the issues of the day, the events of the day, the things that people are talking about, including a survey. We're getting ready for Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is about a week from today, right?
A week from today, yeah. Yep. From Don't forget, boys, get those flowers ordered.
All right. So how, according to the survey, do men and women ensure that they have better relationships?
All right. Well, this is a new report that's being released today. It's called the Date Night Opportunity Report, and it was done by the National Marriage Project. They analyzed data on one-on-one couple time, so date night, and they found that people who spent time together at least once a week are 3.5 times more likely to enjoy above-average levels of sexual satisfaction. So see, the girl gets her date, the guys get the benefits. There you go. And this is in comparison to wives who've had couple time less than once a week. It shows a direct correlation between what happens outside of the bedroom and what happens inside the bedroom. Now, the report reviewed data from nationally representative couples of 1,600. So that's a pretty good size, 1,600 married couples from 18 to 55. And this was conducted in 2010 and early in 2011. And they found that people who were together were very happy in their marriages. So if you do a date night once a week, very happy marriages compared with people who spent less time. They said their marriage was fair to below average. So guys, take your girls out for dates and you'll be a happy, more satisfied man.
You want to be happy for the rest of your life.
Make an ugly woman your wife.
At DougStephan.com. With Valentine's a week away, what have you already done? A, ordered flowers. B, bought a card. C, made reservations. D, bought a gift. E, some or all of the above. F, nothing yet. I still have a week.
Oh, my gosh. Now, I know, right, Dougie, that you are not a Christmas gift giver.
No.
Or a birthday gift giver. But
no.
Were you a Valentine's Day gift giver when you were in a relationship?
Oh, when I'm in a relationship? Eh. I'm one of those people who doesn't like all this hype. And so even though it's great for advertising of my radio program, I don't, it's not my thing. I would give flowers to somebody if I cared. This last year I've sent flowers to a woman, I don't know, five or six times.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just telling you, have a date night and plan ahead, and you'll be a happier man.
All right, I'll remember that. Thank you, Jennifer. So I want to go back to all of this stuff, the Powell thing, because it is something that is there's something in this that's indicative of a whole bunch of other things that we have, the sordid sex stuff that we have in our society. This Taylor Armstrong story, would you give me a little bit? Her ex-husband apparently abused her, and I didn't know who she was, frankly, until she was one of the housewives.
Well, Taylor Armstrong, she's one of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and the big story with them is that her husband killed himself on right before the season started, I think, in the fall. And so it was kind of weird because they chose to go ahead with the TV show, and you can see their relationship, and he had already passed away.
Oh, that's kind of weird.
Isn't that weird? It's very morbid.
So do we have it straight, all the players in the Powell? If you weren't around with us earlier in the hour, I said something about Josh Powell's wife's father, and in fact it was his father who was involved in
child pornography and voyeurism.
That kind of stuff. So there's that. And then there's the story of this missing Alaska teenager named Samantha Koenig, who was apparently abducted by an armed man. There was a protective order filed against the man last November, but the father was too scared to follow it through. This guy, where are the police in all of this? These sorts of things. The man's identity is not apparently known at the moment. The father knew who it was. This guy had been stalking his daughter, and they knew enough about him to get a protective order against the man, but the father didn't follow it through. That is, never really had it served. I thought that was up to the court to do, not up to the parents. Maybe the laws differ from one state to another. But he didn't feel that his daughter was in that much danger, even though she did. So now look at what that's. Oh, she's
always got to listen to the victim.
18 years old, Samantha, last seen last Wednesday in a surveillance video that showed her leaving an espresso stand with a man who had a gun on her. Police said he was wearing a hooded sweatshirt and a baseball cap. So, and apparently he robbed the coffee stand as well. So the reward for finding her is $41,000. Anchorage police got criticism for not releasing the surveillance tape as well. It's like, hello, the father's not into protecting his daughter. The police don't want anybody to know who it is. What is going on here? All right. So these stories are always very frustrating because the details come in one pebble at a time.
Exactly.
So you don't really know how it all fits together until sometimes it's too late. It's 11 before the hour on Good Day.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Thank you. Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Focus on what's going on in the world of technology with Shelley Palmer. The Super Bowl apparently set a record for tweets per second, but it wasn't the game people were talking about. This is an interesting story and gets explained in a moment as Shelley Palmer joins us here on Good Day.
This was the Gulf's best tourism season in years.
All because so many people came to Louisiana.
They came to see us in Florida.
Make that Alabama.
Make that Mississippi.
Hi, this is Karen Sock from Biloxi, Mississippi.
This is Ron Hardy from Panama City, Florida.
Hey, this is Cheryl Zisland in Gulf Shores, Alabama.
This is Bill Kearney from New Orleans, Louisiana.
The best part of the Gulf is wherever you choose. And now's a great time to discover it.
This is a cordial invitation to visit the Gulf Coast this winter.
Brought to you by BP and all of us who call the Gulf home.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Verizon is partnering with Redbox to offer a subscription-based video rental service. While Verizon will deliver the digital content, the offering will be a standalone service available to anyone with a broadband connection. It's expected to launch in the second half of this year. In other news, the Super Bowl set a record for tweets per second, but the game itself wasn't what people were talking about. 75% of Super Bowl conversation on Twitter focused on the commercials and the halftime show. By contrast, 2% of tweets were about the Giants' victory. And finally, Google is launching a project called Solve for X aimed at tackling the biggest of global problems. The project is a think tank similar to TED, where you can hear and discuss radical uses of technology. Google hopes the project will encourage what it calls moonshot thinking. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 2323. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99, and will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's Week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 2323.
Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn here. Jennifer, you hear about this new basketball gadget that provides a full 180-degree rotation for a ball return. It's for those who want to practice without chasing the ball every time they shoot
it. That's awesome. Because that's a pain.
I'm looking at a picture of it. It has a sort of like a big funnel on the end of the net, and it returns the basketball to the same spot where the shot was made. It has a monochromatic color key to keep the shooter focused on the rim. It attaches to any standard basketball rim, and it costs $63. If you want to see it, it's at firebox.com.
Firebox.com.
And I'm wondering for those of you who are listening in Europe at dougsteffen.com, a lot of people listening around the world on the website and the downloading, the apps that are on iPhones and iPads and stuff. The European Union's data protection authorities are asking Google to delay the rollout of their new privacy policy until Google has verified that it doesn't break the European bloc's data protection laws. Google was publicizing its new privacy rules, which regulate how Google uses the amounts of personal data it collects through their search engine, email, and other services. Now, we had this discussion about us here in our country, but we forget that the same sorts of things will happen overseas or in every country in the world, because Google's everywhere, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
So I wonder about this. They're just realizing that Google is collecting all this information and using it, and it violates 27, the policy as stated by Google, violates 27 national privacy regulations in the European Union. So it's obviously going to have some impact. It'd be smart if they...
Hello, Yahoo!
Yes! Hi, where's AOL when we need them? 59 past the hour on Good Day.